This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend it with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, you know what, some of you can see that I'm looking over my shoulder. And they're showing that young lady that killed herself yesterday, that the one that was doing the shooting at YouTube, and then I think she ended up killing herself. And, you know, back again to looking at, God, she just didn't look right. No, not that she was ugly or whatever. She just didn't look right. It looked like she was detached. You know, we've seen this with every one of them. It's the same look that hog kid has. Just mad, angry, or detached from society. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Should traffic permit it? Amanda Head's going to join us in the studio here in a little bit. She's a host of the Hollywood Conservative, and she's also the national spokesman for the Committee to Defend the President. Always had her on last week. Had her on in the past, too. Always enjoyed the time that she has, you know, been on the show with us. So, apparently Homeland Security found, you know, suspected listening devices in D.C. Now, hopefully they didn't find them after they've been there for a long period of time. Doesn't that give you a warm fuzzy, right? Aren't these the guys that are supposed to be out in front of this stuff protecting us? And this is like for the first time in the U.S. government has ever, you know, publicly acknowledged on their own without being caught the existence of listening devices in Washington. These are rogue devices, they say. Usually foreign spies use them or criminals. They track cell phones and cell phone calls. What do you think about that? So you have these calls that you're making that supposedly, you know, they're your calls. You're making them on your cell phone. You would think that you would think you've got some privacy. At least most of us would. But in D.C., not at all. Okay, the use of what are known as cell phone site simulators by foreign powers, they've always been a concern in the D.C. area, but American intelligence and law enforcement agencies, which use these eavesdropping devices. That's how they know about them. They've never really talked about it that much. You know, you've heard about them in the past, but they never really talked about it that much until now. Now, a letter that was issued on March 26th to Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, the Department of Homeland Security acknowledged that last year identified suspected unauthorized cell site simulators in the nation's capital. The agency had said it not determined the type of device or who was using it. Well, that's always good. Maybe you should look on the front. If it's written in Russian, then you know, right? The agency's response, obtained by the Associated Press, suggests little had been done about the equipment. They're known as Stingrays, after a common brand among U.S. police departments. The Federal Communications Commission which regulates the nation's airways, formed a task force on the subject 4 years ago. And we've hired people, we've done all kinds of things in that department, and guess what we've never received? In 4 years, they've not produced one report. And they no longer even meet regularly. So that tells you either there's nothing there to be worried about, or they've never found anything to be worried about except for these devices. The devices work by tricking mobile devices into locking onto them instead of legitimate cell towers, revealing the exact location of a particular cell phone. More sophisticated versions can eavesdrop on calls by forcing phones to step down to older, unencrypted 2G wireless technology. Right? And they plant malware. That's what these devices do, is they plant malware on the phone. Isn't that cool? They cost anywhere from $1,000 to $200,000. They're the size of a small briefcase. Some are even the size of a small cell phone. They can be placed in a car next to a government building. The most powerful can be deployed in low-flying aircraft. Thousands of members of the military, the NSA, CIA, the FBI, and all these security groups use these type of devices. How do you feel now, huh? This is why I've always said to you, if you use a wireless, matter of fact, even if it's not a wireless phone, but let's just say we'll stick with the wireless, right? So if you use a wireless phone of any kind, somebody can grab your information. Somebody can grab your call. Somebody can be paying attention to what you're doing. DHS official Christopher Krebs noted that the DHS had observed anomalous activity consistent with stingrays in the Washington area.
I don't know. This looks like it might be a problem.
Right? This was... oh, God. And they never really looked into it. Right? And then when they decide to look into it, they almost immediately found them. Why wouldn't you... If you had a hint that somebody was spying on congressmen, on senators, unless it's, you know, them doing it, wouldn't you look into it? Wouldn't you take a few minutes to find out what the heck is going on? Krebs, the top official of the National Protection Program Directorate, noted in the letter that DHS lacks the equipment and funding to detect stingrays, even though these are used by foreign governments to spy on us. We need to get them the money. Huh? What do you think? I could give you millions of places to take the money from. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. I know there's like 3,000 other shows that you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, so don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get involved, get engaged, do something, seriously. Otherwise, I don't know, maybe you've come to the wrong place. You know me, I'm always screaming about doing something, not just hanging around like a bump on the log. You know what I mean? What the heck is that? Anyhow, Amanda Head joins me. I'm so glad that, you know what, it was funny because I was telling people, depending on L.A. traffic.
Which is always a major factor.
Oh, yes, There is nothing around here we go, well, I could be there in 20 minutes. It doesn't work that way, does it?
Right. No, I live in Hollywood, and I have friends who live just over the hill in Toluca Lake. It's literally like 2.2 miles, and depending on the time of day, it can take 9 minutes or 49.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. No, what was it? And nobody, half the people we're talking to won't even know what we're talking about. This is a little stretch of road, the Barham Pass,
yeah,
from Hollywood to Burbank. Yeah, you're right. It should be a bike ride. I mean, that's simple.
But Barham really clogs up, and there's nowhere to go.
You need
the
to bring
only
provisions.
Place you can turn off is into an apartment complex.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Which, maybe beg someone for a beer and just wait it out.
So before we get rolling into this, I want you to talk about, you're the national spokesperson for the Committee to Defend the President. You're also the host of the Hollywood Conservative. We need to tell them about your show as well.
Yes. So, okay. Joe, as you know, the Hollywood Conservative started out as a radio show. And I ran that for about a year and a half. Started out on a radio station on the East Coast, and then I had a couple other networks pick up the show. And then, let's see, beginning of this year, I shifted platforms and turned it from a radio show into a quick little, video segment for The Rebel. So those videos are now called The Hollywood Conservative for The Rebel, which if you don't know about The Rebel, you should. They are a subscription service similar to CRTV or Daily Wire or something like that. But you sign up for it, and, it's like all the articles and content and podcasts and everything. So anyway, that's on The Rebel. And then, yes, spokesperson for Committee to Defend the President, which is a hard but very, very challenging or very rewarding job.
Well, I mean, the fact that you're not just defending the president from liberals, you're defending the president from conservatives,
yeah,
from people that are supposed to be on our side, I'll say, not his side, on the side of America, and he's the president.
Yep.
Whether you like him or not.
This has been the climate ever since he became the nominee. You and I talked about FOA last time. Mm-hmm. FOA, which is a secret conservative organization in Hollywood, almost disbanded because there was so much infighting and turmoil over, are we going to support Trump or are we not? And it's like, he's the nominee. What's the question? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. No, we're not going to support Trump. Let's support Hillary, because that'll work out so
yeah,
well for us,
yeah,
right?
Because we know it's a binary choice. Like, you can't go with Gary Johnson and have a real shot. Hello.
No, and I still have that argument with people who want to fight the people that we have in office now. They want to put up... I said, do you realize that if you put up a... And I believe in voting someone out when they're not doing the right job. I've got that. But when you've got a contentious race, you put up a Republican against a Republican, you split the vote, and the Democrat is a guaranteed win. But they'll say, I don't care. We have to do it the right way. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, doing it the right way only gets you so far. And when you see, administration after administration after administration of corruption, then it's time to maybe make some changes. And even if you're not doing it the best and shortest and easiest path, you have to do it.
Yeah, I think the guy to replace is Ryan. I believe that Ryan has to go. I think he's our first. I've been saying it for years now. He is the first pass at progressive Republicanism that we've had. Got to go.
Yeah, I mean, he... I don't know if I would go so far as to call him a snake in the grass, but he has made so many concessions so many times that just gutted me. Things that he went back on his word numerous times.
No fighting.
Yeah.
And not even a fight.
No. He lays over. And that mentality is exactly why Donald Trump got elected. Because, George Bush, nice guy, whatever. But when the left attacked him, he just rolled over like a lame dog.
Yep.
And people were so tired of that. People were, and another part of it, too, is this nasty cultural effect that we were all experiencing as conservatives, people calling us, bigots and racists and Bible beaters and gun toters and gun, all of this stuff. And Trump was the only person to come in and say, fine, you want to call me that? Whatever. It's not true. And so we were all so tired of having politicians who were like, oh, sorry, I just sounded so Canadian when I said that. Oh, sorry. but yeah, I mean, Trump was the guy that fought back, and all of us conservatives, you know, us being conservatives here in Los Angeles, you get called all sorts of names, things that you can't say on air without the FCC breathing down your throat. And we were tired of it, and so here we are. But Paul, the likes of Paul Ryan and his comrades, these people that will just lay over for the left and make concession after concession. I agree. I'm done with them, and I'm done with Mitch McConnell too.
Oh, listen, what was it? 14. I wrote that piece when we won and we got the Congress back. I said, look, we've won. Now what? If we don't get rid of leadership, if we don't get rid of McConnell at the time, Boehner, and replace him with people that really stand up, we're done. We're
because the culture starts at the top. The culture starts at the top, and that the attitude that they have, and that passiveness trickles down to everyone else in Congress.
Do you think it's passiveness, or do you think it's entitlement? The guys have been there for so long; they know what's better for us.
Well, it's both, and that's what's so dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like the Democrats who are going to tell us how to educate our kids, what kind of medication we need to take. You know, I keep going back to Nancy Pelosi saying that. This was like 3 years ago when she said, we don't want your job to get in the way of the things that you want to pursue in life. When she was talking about Obamacare, going, wow.
Oh.
Wow, so you're going to cut me a check so I go do anything I want to do?
Right.
I'm in. Where do I sign up for this?
Or you didn't build that business.
I know, that was good. That was good, too. So
Wow. Some
of the things I threw at you, and we're gonna tease this going into the next segment, and students can earn credit for attending White Privilege Conference. Now, you would think this would be only in California because this is where these stories come out of. This is actually out of the University of Colorado.
And Colorado Springs, which is a really conservative area.
Oh, we need to go start our own country.
We're not talking about Denver.
Yeah, but you know, I tell people all the time, remember, Colorado's the place that legalized dope, and they've got the highest rate of homelessness now. We're going to a quick break. We'll come back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. There's a lot going on. Amanda Hedges joined us tonight. She's the national spokesman for the Committee to Defend the President. We shouldn't have to. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Truth. We are back. Hey, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. You know, some of the questions you guys are asking in the chat room, we'll get to in a little bit. I want to finish some of the stories. Amanda Head joins me, and she's not a guest tonight. She's co-hosting, and we're gonna wrangle her in from time to time to take over because, you know, there's only so much of me you can take. I get it. So we'll bring
they'll probably get their fill of me too.
So Amanda's the national spokesperson for the Committee to Defend the President, is also host of the Hollywood Conservative, which I think it's really sad of you, bad of you to lie to people because there are no conservatives in Hollywood. We all know this.
It ain't true. There are quite a few of us. In fact, one who I met last week, and a new friend of mine named Hazem, who, well, technically he lives in Venice Beach, but he's trying to move closer to Hollywood, mm-hmm. because I do have my sweet little bastion of college conservative friends in Hollywood.
Wow.
But my friend Hazem, who I will probably be posting about him soon, he has footage of a documentary that he filmed of his trip back to Iraq. He, long story short, born into a Muslim family, raised by violent Muslim people, including his father, converted to Christianity, was disowned by his family. But he's a born again Christian or a new Christian and has completely denounced Islam. And so he has become a close friend of mine. And by golly, he lives in Los Angeles. So it's a myth that there aren't any of us, but it's true that there aren't many of us.
Yeah. It's tough because there's nothing you can do there. If you lead them to believe or you even hint that you're a conservative, it's almost like they found out that you have leprosy.
Right. Well, somebody messaged me on Facebook last week, and I just got around to seeing the message yesterday, but this guy, Joe, messaged me on Facebook, and he said, I just have to let you know, like, just full disclosure, I'm a moderate Democrat. but I'm messaging you because I like your humor and I just want some answers to some questions.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, here we go.
Well, you know, the first miracle is it was a Democrat with a sense of humor.
I know. Well, first thing I said was, thank you so much for messaging me and thank you for introducing the conversation civilly. And so anyway, so he had just some random questions, but one of his questions was about, he said, you know, why is everyone in Hollywood so liberal? And I said, well, I said, you know, you have your portion of Hollywood, you know, the Chelsea Handlers, the Kathy Griffins, the George Clooney's and Ben Affleck's, all of these really, really outspoken, nasty liberals, right? And then you have the actors and actresses who don't talk about politics at all. And when you have people like that, for instance, two of my very dear friends who are superstar actors, like definitely household names, and they're hardcore Trump supporters. So if they don't talk politics and they refuse to engage in political conversations when it's anything, you know, in magazines or TV interviews or ET, you know, Entertainment Tonight or whatever, there's a really good chance that they are at least moderate and possibly even conservative.
Wow. And I do have conservative. But you get people like Sam Sorbo, who's been on the show a half a dozen times,
yeah.
You know, and her husband, Kevin. And
yeah.
Though it's hurt them, they've been able to do other things
right.
To
because,
make it happen,
because
right?
You get people like Kevin Sorbo and what's his name? The really funny guy on Twitter. You know who I'm talking
Dennis
about.
Dennis Miller?
No, the actor.
Woods.
James Woods. You know, you get people like that together, and I don't know why they don't all just come together and form their own stinking production company and put out their own content, because Middle America really likes that kind of stuff. Middle
mm-hmm.
America wants some conservative Hollywood people to put out stuff so that they can support it.
Look at Last Man Standing. Roseanne just came out with her show. Yeah, don't tell me these people don't want to be able to laugh at the government, don't want to be able to laugh at some of the things going on around them.
Yep. But
yeah.
Laughing is not really fun and cool anymore if you're a liberal. It's you know, liberals used to have the reputation that they were the funny guys and conservatives were the stick
oh, yeah.
in the mud,
stuck
you
up,
know.
Right?
Yeah, but, you know, people, I think people are starting to see that that's simply not true. Maybe it was true at some time. At one point, maybe it was true.
Mm-hmm.
But conservatives, you know, people like Dennis Miller and Greg Gutfeld, and, you know, we can be really stinking funny sometimes.
Oh,
and it's because we don't take stuff so seriously. I think that's where liberals went wrong, when they started taking stuff way too seriously.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything is an affront. I joke always. I say, look, if you have a serious medical weight problem, then this isn't aimed at you. I have to put up a disclaimer, which is terrible. My disease is hand and mouth, okay? I can't go buy food without sticking my hand in it and put it in my mouth. That's what, right? And people get upset. How can you make fun of fat people? Why? Because I'm fat, and I can make fun of me because I know how I got here.
You're like that comedian on the Seinfeld episode who one week he makes fun of Jews, the next week he makes fun of Christians, the next week he makes fun of Hispanics, and Jerry's like, you can't do this. Like, every week he just keeps claiming some other culture or religion just so he can make fun of them.
And, you know, I make fun of Italians. And we all have those little idiosyncrasies that are actually very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
You know?
And I talked about this last week in one of my Rebel videos. You know, when I go to a comedy show, like Kevin Hart, for instance, there are a few moments within his stand-up routine where I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. You know, and it's like the eye roll into the back of my head. But for most of it, it's pretty funny. Even when you make fun of white people. Yo, white people, we're kind of weird about some stuff. Like, we have some weird mannerisms, and we say really funny, like, nerdy things sometimes, and it's all right. And you know why I don't care? Because I know that even though he's making fun of white people at this particular moment, 3 minutes from now, he's going to be making fun of somebody else. And
yeah.
as long as he is an equal opportunity offender, and we're all not getting ticked off together, it's great. That's a beautiful thing. But that does not happen very much anymore.
You know, you look at All in the Family. I don't know if you've seen that show at all, right? And you couldn't do that today.
Oh, no.
Without a protest around CBS. But if people would look at what he was doing, he was making fun of the hypocrisy of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of racism
mm-hmm.
and bigotry.
Yep.
Got the message across. Got it across for me, anyway.
Even stuff like the Jeffersons.
I
like,
know.
When I'm watching Jeffersons, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
and
God.
I consider myself to be I have a very irreverent sense of humor, but some of the stuff that I heard on the Jeffersons, I was like, clutch my pearls. Holy cow.
Yeah. I do the same thing. Matter of fact, she'll say to me from time to time, she'll go, did you ever think you'd ever be talking about this stuff? Never mind at the dining room table, but on the air with a bunch of people listening. But it's, when you see what goes on, I mean, this thing in Colorado Springs what the heck was it? The students at the University of Colorado, they're going to be able to get 3 credits of taking a white privilege conference. I'm thinking, listen, I grew up in the north end of Boston. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I was a sharecropper, but you look at where I grew up in the 70s, heavy mafia influence. The building I grew up in was a shoe factory that was turned into an apartment building. I'm sorry. Where was the white privilege in all of that?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure it out, you know?
I was a singing server for 11 years. Where's my white privilege? I was a freaking waitress for over a decade. Where's my white privilege?
Oh.
I still am from time to time, by the way.
Is that that Italian, Italian joint in Universal City?
No.
Oh.
No.
I used to love that place. But
yeah, so what happens, so they get 3 credits through a course that requires them to attend this annual white privilege conference. The credits can be applied towards the school's graduate certificate in diversity, social justice, and inclusion, along with courses such as, wait for it, unmasking whiteness and social health justice. What?
Wait a minute. Unmasking white. You mean they don't know they're white, or somebody else doesn't know they're white and they have to unmask it or something? I don't understand.
Like, have we gone back to, like, whatchamacallit theater? What was it called with, like, blackface, but now it's whiteface?
You know,
like, this is a whole new level of offense to me. Like,
I'm stupid. No, you call it. It's a whole new level of stupid. You know, Martin Luther King was assassinated 50 years ago today. What a slap in the man's face and what he stood for, when now everything, even in the black community, is all about color.
Yeah, and right? And it's not about equality of color.
No.
It's about singling out, identity politics, taking this faction of a group and identifying them and singling them out. And honestly, you know, if you're singling out a particular race, that's racist, because you're saying that this group of people doesn't have the ability to compete with everyone else, so you've got to give them a little special situation to help them out. Are you kidding me? That's the definition of racism.
Well, the sad part is they've made the word racism of absolutely no meaning, and it's their fault, not ours. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Amanda Head co-hosts with me this evening. We'll be back in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me at GCN Live. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And you can even, we've been talking about this tonight, so I'm going to have fun with it. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things.
My kind of people.
There, all the things you've been taught to hate. And be, you know what I find amazing? That's Amanda Head. She's the co-host tonight. She's with me. She's got her own show called The Hollywood Conservative. Also, she's the national spokesperson for the Committee to Defend the President. Amanda, the left always says to us, we don't like labels. You shouldn't be using labels. And labels are a bad thing to put on people. But every one of those labels, when I wrote the book, I went, I'll just use the labels they give me.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and every one of those things, that's what they call people like you and I. And it's,
well, you're lucky yours were printable.
Well, some of them aren't, but
I think most publishing houses, if I went to them with the names that I most often called, they would have been like, we can't put that on the cover of a book unless it's in a triple X movie shop or magazine store.
Yeah, there's some things that we've talked about in the show that people have got. But it's funny, because when I talk about some of the issues, It's always what they're saying about us, but yet I can't talk about it. They can say it, and it'll get printed. I say it, it's like, well, how dare you talk like, well, I'm just repeating what they said.
Right. You know, if you come back at them, not even with name-calling, if you come back at them with facts, that's a real problem. But it's
we'll
it's
have none of that.
Yeah. But it's this attitude among liberals that obviously we also see in the mainstream media. I saw today because someone shared it from the WhiteHouse.gov webpage that President Trump made a proclamation about today being the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. Was that on the news? Nope.
No.
Nope, not at all.
No. You can't give any credit for anything. That's, you know, I joke about it, and I was going to do a story earlier, but I'll do it tomorrow. There are 82 things that he promised to do, good things that both sides should be able to agree to, and I come up with, I got 82 of these items. And what the left writes about him is amazing. If Obama had done it, we would have been looking for the crown and the robe and the golden scepter. He does it, and he's just a nasty...
I mean, perfect example, deportation.
Yeah.
Obama, he was the deporter-in-chief, yet Trump wants to get the criminal aliens out of here, and he's Satan.
Yeah, oh, I love it. I love it. You know, there was I didn't catch the whole story today, but they were talking about Trump wanting to pull our troops out of or finish up in Syria. And there were a bunch of Democrats who were going, well, that's a bad move. We shouldn't pull out that early. We still need to be in there. Is he just trying to let Putin take over Syria, the whole nine yards? And I'm thinking, okay, they might have some points there. But then they jumped on the bandwagon with him wanting to send troops to our southern border.
Right.
So apparently, because I don't know if I can smoke enough crack to understand this, but apparently if we want to protect our own borders,
it's a problem.
That's bad and nasty.
Right.
But if we want to help somebody protect their borders in another country, that is a noble thing to do.
Yeah. You know, apparently our own homeland is not worthy of protection, but protecting the homeland of someone else who is not American, has never even been to America, has really no interest in America, let's protect them. Let's spend money and lives protecting them.
It never ceases. So here we have another story. You know, when it comes to the gun stuff, every time you bring up mental health, the left goes crazy. Out of their minds if you suggest that maybe it was more mental health than it was the equipment. And I said your story about those two moms who drove off a cliff, and they have a dark history of abuse. Now, they were allowed to adopt, I think it was six or seven children. Six adopted kids. And they had been accused of starving those kids, beating those kids, locking those kids up. And the kids were still there. They had concerns. This is a government issue. This is, forgive me, because I love our men in blue, but our men and women in blue. But we need to enforce the laws. We need to do the right thing and not be politically afraid of being politically correct, right?
But also, well, let me rewind for a minute. I have to be completely honest about this story. So when this article first came out, I think it was first reported, the first article I saw was actually by Daily Mail. But I sent it to my family thread because I just saw the headline, and the headline was, you know, family of eight killed in crash, blah, 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 drove off a cliff. And then they showed a picture, of the little black boy that they had adopted who was hugging a cop at one of the rallies in 2016 or something. Beautiful, emotional picture that just evokes all sorts of great feelings for this family. So you immediately feel sympathetic to them. Now, I don't make a habit of being a headline cruiser. If I see a headline, I try to just go ahead and read it so I know the meat of it. Because I think it's almost even more dangerous when you just headline skim, because then you try to use things as an argument, and then somebody probes you for more answers, and you're like, I don't know, I just saw it as a headline.
Right.
But I sent this article to my family thread, and my dad writes back, weird. And I'm like, huh? So then I was forced to read the article all the way to the bottom.
Right.
And then I started seeing this about how one of the women has been previously convicted of domestic assault. So my question is, never mind law enforcement, never mind our fabulous men and women in blue, how were they able to adopt these kids? That's an adoption agency problem to me.
I don't disagree with you, but I would say why, and I'll state the obvious. Who's going to deny two lesbian moms or two gay guys.
I know.
You know.
I know it's the PC ability thing to do.
Come on, let's just be honest about it.
I know. But you know what? Who was I talking to about this? I had some family in town last week, and we were in Beverly Hills, and we were walking past the Dolce & Gabbana store. Do you remember this when Dolce & Gabbana got lit up by the fashion community?
Yep.
Because they came out and said, we don't think that gay couples should be allowed to have kids. And holy smokes, it was like the whole fashion industry in freaking imploded. But they had good reasoning behind it. They were like, you know, we feel like the structure of the family is set up in such a way that the mother provides certain qualities and values to the kids, and the father has separate qualities and values that they impart on children, and it shouldn't be from two men or two women. I understand that it's the PC thing nowadays to, you know, to find a lesbian couple or a gay couple or a trans couple or any of the other 83 million ways you can identify yourself. But stories like this, and it's sad that it took a car crash for us to recognize it, because it should have never happened. They should have never been allowed to adopt these kids. It's really, really sad.
No, and you know what? But this will go nowhere. This, you know, no. As well as I do, this will be...
It's a tiny little blurb in the news cycle, and the rest of the news is already on to something else.
Right, and look at the 13 kids.
They're stuck on Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels. I mean, I still try to figure this one out, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but... So two adults had a consensual, they may have had a consensual sexual encounter, and that's the news of the day.
Right. A consensual encounter 12 years ago. And by the way, I think it's a very pertinent point to bring up that Bill Clinton had to pay out a $900,000 settlement to Juanita Broderick.
Yep.
Trump allegedly paid out $130,000.
Yeah.
Who's the better negotiator?
Well, okay, but his payout was to squelch the charges that it was rape or sexual assault or any of that, and his payout, supposed payout, was just so she wouldn't talk about the incident.
And the nature of the relationship, not even an incident, the nature of the relationship.
There you go. Okay, and she specifically said twice in the interview, this is not a Me Too scenario.
Right.
So. It's not a news story.
I just wish that we could go back to 1990, what was that, 2? 1991? And just watch a day in the life of the news back then and see what they were talking about, because I guarantee you it was not Bill Clinton.
No, it was real stuff. But it was real news, too. I'm sorry. I go back and look at some of these things, like when I was looking up the stories that went out today on the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., and it was just interesting in watching what was going on that day, and the things that they were talking about, and how they report. They actually reported facts.
Facts. Yeah.
My God.
They didn't proffer opinions.
No.
Or you know, try to basically lie, because now we've gotten to the place where if they don't have the facts to back something up, they just go ahead and lie about it and risk their career. But let's face it, you're not really even risking your career at this point.
No. No, not anymore. I don't think you are at all.
As long as the story fits the narrative, if there is any veracity to it anymore, it no longer matters.
And you're right. It's kind of, it is that 140 characters. I know they went to what, 280, Twitter with the 280?
Yeah, 280.
But how many years have young people been getting information in 140 characters or less? How deep can you get with that?
Not even in 140 characters or less. From a freaking meme.
Yeah, that's
like, they just see a picture
and
take it as gospel.
On the internet. Got to be true.
Of course. Everything on the internet is true, by the way.
You know, look, and I've been bit a couple of times because I get the story during the show. I'm talking about something, and somebody will send me a link, and I'm dumb enough to go ahead and go, wow, somebody just sent me this, and I read it, and she'll say, don't do that.
Yeah, no way.
No, not right.
Yeah, I have people send me stuff on Facebook or Twitter and say, what do you think about this? And I'm like, well, first of all, it's fake news. And I hate to be rude, but it's like if you pass along fake news stories or you don't do your research, so you don't know if it's a true or fake news story, then you're a part of the problem. Like, you're not helping us. When you
yep.
purposely or maybe unpurposely push false facts, it hurts our side.
Well, we've got to go. We'll come back in the next hour. Generation Z, you know, the ones and the millennials that are telling us what we need to be do to be a great society, now think that snorting condoms is the current fad.
I'm all for it. Go for it, baby. Never mind.
We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Vestini, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.